From celandine poppy to jack in the pulpit, Michigan wildflowers are in full bloom this time of year. Tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., you can look and learn all about Michigan blossoms in a class at Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with naturalist Katie Adams recently at Harris Nature Center to preview the event.
Throughout the spring, the wildflowers that are coming in are changing every week. And so by the time June rolls around, you're starting to see a lot of different things than you would have if you came the first part of it in April. So we're going to be looking for different wildflowers. And a lot of times the people that come out, they're coming every time we offer it. So they get to see all those changes. But
yeah, it's really a rotating cycle, isn't it, of flowers emerging throughout the spring. You have ordered us up a perfect May day right now, and we're warming up now into the high 50s and bright sun. What would we see emerging first in terms of Michigan wildflowers here at the Harris Nature Center? What was coming up earlier?
Early on, typically in March, you start to see the skunk cabbage flowers, which are fun to see because they come when the snow's still on the ground.
Yeah. What do they look like?
They sort of remind people of insect-eating plants, like a Venus flytrap sort of thing, but they don't actually, they're not carnivorous plants. Right. They're really low to the ground, and they look like a cup, and, you know, flies really enjoy them. Yeah. And they grow so fast, they actually create enough heat to melt the snow, so yeah. It's really neat. And then the spring beauties come in, followed by the bloodroot, and then the bloodroot is a very short bloomer. That's another 2 week. If you don't see it in those 2 weeks, you're just going to miss it.
What would that look like if we didn't know what a bloodroot
is? Yeah, bloodroot has a very large leaf. By now, the leaf continues to grow after the flower is done. It's about 8 inches across, several lobes on it, sort of reminds me of a hand being held out. The flower itself has anywhere from 5 to 9 petals on it, and they're all different in numbers, which is really unique for a plant, and they're white.
What would follow that a little later?
Now, we started to see after that, we've seen the mayapples are popping up now. Jack in the Pulpit was coming through, celandine poppies showing, and all the trees that are flowering are blooming at the same time too, so it's really pretty. And then of course the trillium, and the trillium's almost done now too, so that's come and gone.
Let's take a walk down the trail, and what are we going to go look for?
We're going to see if we can find some wild phlox, which is also called wood phlox or blue phlox, a 5-petaled purple flower. And then there should be some wild geraniums out right now. And there are still some nodding trillium and large flowered trillium fading to pink, which is what they do when they're dying off, but they're still very beautiful. So we'll see if we can find those out here.
What do you think you'll be doing with visitors coming up on the 2nd?
So we'll come out with a couple of books, you know, and because we don't claim to know everything, but we certainly try. And we're just going to walk, and we're just going to see and stop and look at everything that's blooming, and we'll talk about it. And for some of the flowers, we like to talk about the history and maybe what Native Americans used to do with it. And then we'll also, unfortunately, some of our more popular invasive species are blooming now and will still be blooming in June. So we'll make sure people are aware what those look like so that they can help stop those from spreading in their own yards.
Is it garlic mustard time yet?
It is. Garlic mustard is high in bloom right now, and I'm just noticing now some Dame's Rocket, which is also another horrible invasive. So,
will you be having some events to go after control of some of the invasives?
Yes. In fact, we just had a big event on May 16th, and we pulled garlic mustard. We pulled 25 bags, which 30 pounds per bag is quite a bit of garlic mustard. We had about 11 people out here pulling with us. We'll do it again in June. And we do stewardship Saturdays once a month throughout the year. Right. Usually don't do much in the winter, but it's from 9 to 11 once a month. So
I remember talking with Kit Rich last year about bagging up garlic mustard. It's literally in the tons you get rid of it.
Yes, yeah, thousands of pounds every year. It's amazing to think about, but every single individual garlic mustard plant drops about 8,000 seeds. So if you just pull one, you're stopping 8,000 more from growing. So it's an amazing thing you can do.
We're passing a lot of little white flowers just a few feet back. What were those?
I am seeing garlic mustard is white.
Yeah.
So those are something that we're seeing. I can see it off in the distance.
Oh, sure.
Too.
There it is. Yeah.
And then there's some the evidence of the bloodroot is still going to be here in June. So we'll see those nice big leaves there.
That's the hand-like leaf. Leaf that you mentioned. Yeah, that's what I imagined. It looks like that. Yeah.
This is wild lily of the valley. A lot of people are familiar with lily of the valley in their yards. Very long leaves, longer flowers than these, but there's actually a wild version. Right. And we have that growing here. Not sure that the bloom will still be here come June 2nd, but the leaves will certainly continue to be out here and cover the ground. So trout lilies are a really interesting plant because a lot of the lilies, once the bulb gets too deep in the ground, it can't create enough energy to push the flower through. Mm-hmm. So you tend to see a lot more leaves than you do flowers for the trout lily.
I'm with Katie Adams, naturalist at the Harris Nature Center on Van Atta Road here in Meridian Township. We're taking a walk in anticipation of a Wildflowers in Michigan event coming up on June 2nd and looking at some of the flowers that are emerging here at the Harris Nature Center. What are some of the uses that people would have made here hundreds and hundreds of years ago of some of the native plants that you'll be looking at or we might see?
Well, one example that people always find interesting is the bloodroot plant. Mm. Here's that celandine poppy. The bloodroot used to be the root itself. If you break it, the juice that's in there is red. And so Native Americans actually used to use it for face paint or paint and things like that. So that's always interesting. This flower here is celandine poppy, and I imagine we will still have some blooms June 2nd for those. And that has spread quite nicely, and this is an area that used to be heavily infested with garlic mustard.
Okay.
So it's neat to see this kind of thing now because the native seed bank is always there. We just have to open it up so that, you know, it can grow again. So there's a success story for us.
It's a beautiful kind of smallish yellow flower with, how would you describe the leaf?
I'm not sure how I would describe that. Lots of lobes, multiple lobes around there. The flowers are interesting because there's tons of petals, and it's like flowers stacked on top of a flower, similar to the idea of a daisy.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So
that's
there's
nice.
Some Dame's Rocket here.
Oh, what's the, tell me what this is, and can you describe it to listeners?
Sure. So Dame's Rocket is a four-petaled flower. Right. It can be purple, pink, a mixture of the two, or white. And this plant was brought over and sold in seed packets that were always labeled wildflower mix. And so that's how they spread so badly. It's actually in the same family as garlic mustard, which is the mustard family. Anything with four petals is in that mustard family. Doesn't mean everything's invasive, but these two happen to be. This one will drop thousands of seeds as well, not quite 8,000. But people thought it was so beautiful. Yeah. And it really is kind of pretty when it's in bloom, but when you know the damage it's doing to the natives, it's a little frustrating.
That's an invasive, too.
That is an invasive species.
It is a pretty flower. It has almost sort of an impatience look to it, in a way.
And people actually tend to confuse this flower with that wild phlox, which is a five-petaled purple flower. So sometimes you got to count the petals just to make sure you're pulling the right thing. The other thing we'll see growing throughout the spring is the violets. And a lot of times violets, much like dandelions, people consider to be a weed, but there's no scientific difference between a weed and a wildflower. It's all personal preference.
Right.
So the dandelions and the violets that grow out here are native flowers for us, you know, and we don't get rid of them.
Right.
But we have three different types of violets that grow out here. We have the purple ones, which are called blue violets, and we have the yellow ones, which are called downy violets, and we have the white ones, which are called pale violets. And so you'll see those scattered throughout the woods into June for sure. So we'll see some of those.
I've got two perfect gardens in my yard, a perfect garden of dandelions in the front and a beautiful display of violets in the back.
Right.
I leave them alone.
And so the whole idea of the weed idea is if those plants are growing where you don't want them, then you call it a weed. And so that's sort of what we do out here with garlic mustard and Dame's Rocket.
Sure.
This is not where we want it,
right.
So it's a weed, you know. Another thing we like to point out on the wildflower walks, even though we don't tend to see the flowers, is the poison ivy.
Oh, really?
That is really
Is there much around here?
Yeah. That's something that everybody should know. Yeah. And it tends to, this is poison ivy right here.
Okay.
But this is not. So it tends to mix in with a plant called Virginia creeper. Both are vines, both are bushes, both grow on the ground individually. So the Virginia creeper is sort of a mimic plant
right.
to the poison ivy, but we'll point that out to people.
But it's the leaves of three, isn't it?
Leaves of three, yes. And I always tell people, if you don't know it and it has three leaves, just leave it alone. That leaves of three, let it be. But wonderful things like strawberries and raspberries tend to have three leaves too, so. Yeah.
Very different. Well, we've had a really good look at some of the wildflowers coming out here in mid to late May as we head into early June, and a wildflower class coming up at the Harris Nature Center on Tuesday, June 2nd. What time's that at, Katie?
That's going to be at 10:30 a.m.
June 2nd, 10:30 at the Harris Nature Center on Van Atta Road in Meridian Township. Katie Adams, naturalist here at Harris. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf. How long have you been working here?
I have been here at Harris for 12 and a half years
yeah.
now. So, and I love it because in this